Rich and Barry.
And Lisa.
Barry and Rich.
And Lisa. What else happened in 1973, now that we've talked about 61 and...
Well, Jonathan Livingston Seagull was the popular book of the year.
Which changed Barbara Hershey's life.
Really? How so?
Well, she changed your name.
She saw after that... I actually read the book, but it was because it was that long.
Right.
Yeah. A seagull died in front of her, and she felt the spirit enter her. If we're talking about body inhabitation again, only this time it was a seagull. So she changed her name for some years to Seagull.
Well, it's a nice Jewish name, Seagull.
I think it was living with David Carradine.
But the movie, did that come out that year?
No.
Or was it just the book?
The movies that came out, since you asked, mm-hmm. The Exorcist, mm-hmm. which I'm glad she didn't read.
Oh, man, that was...
That'll make your head spin.
Yeah, that was a head-turner.
Or The Day of the Jackal, Enter the Dragon, which maybe she did read. Mm. Papillon, these are all animals.
Papillon's an animal?
Well, that's butterfly in French.
Oh, I didn't
And
know
also
that.
A dog.
I would not see, I didn't
the
know
The Sting.
Oh, that
which,
was a
by
great
the way,
movie.
Won the best Oscar. The Way We Were, American Graffiti, Godspell, and Jesus Christ Superstar.
What a year for movies. Those are some pretty... Now, was Robert Redford in The Sting along with...
So Paul Newman?
Yeah, no, that was before... That was after Butch Cassidy, right?
Yes.
Do you know who they wanted first for Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid and the reason
I'll
he turned
he
it
does.
Down?
I'll bet he does. I'm just guessing.
But I'm going to feign ignorance. I have no idea, Steve McQueen.
What did he just say?
He said, I have no idea, Cesar.
He didn't feign very well.
Cesar Chavez.
No, it was actually, they wanted Steve McQueen for the Robert Redford role, but you know why? Do you know why? I think I told you this last week. No.
He's feigning again.
He's
and
feigning
rolling
again.
His eyes.
I have no idea.
Really?
Other than
he
maybe
said.
Billing.
No. Yep. Yeah. You know, for somebody who feigns, he doesn't feign very well. His feigning is very feigned.
He feigns he, friendship with us.
Two negative feigns don't make a feign. If you get
by
my
the way,
feign.
Which we get your it's a feign thing. Which you said that American Graffiti got Best Picture.
No, The Sting did.
Okay, because according to my sources...
Which will never be
oh,
matches.
One is the gold. Oh, that's the Golden Globes that I'm looking at. Okay, The Sting did.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
you're
well,
right.
The Golden Globes.
Yeah, but nobody...
Who hasn't won a Golden Globe?
58 foreign people.
The show has won a Golden Globe already. You know, Barry, Rich, and Lisa.
We have? Yeah. Wow, it's that easy to get one?
I'm going after the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, there you go.
Talking about Enter the Dragon, that's also the year that Bruce Lee died.
73?
Yeah, he died right before the movie
Yeah, right
came
before.
Out,
yeah, is, right before.
Huh. He was famous for that 2-inch punch, which, I mean, I don't think you fake that. I don't know.
I've
but,
seen
but
it
they,
on...
Well, you were into that kind of stuff,
I was.
Right?
I did, martial arts for 13
years. So what
years.
Is it, what is it for the audience, what is a 2-inch punch?
Well, apparently, I mean, I was not there, but I've
I saw it last night, interestingly, on TV.
You did seriously?
Interestingly, there was
you did
a,
not.
No, there was a,
you're
a documentary.
Again.
No, there was a documentary.
See, remember, I mean, the boy who cried feign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you know if he's feigning or not feigning. You see, when you feign the feign, then you.
I saw it.
All right.
Okay. Well, then you tell us, Rich, because I only heard it
there
third
was
hand.
It was in a gym, a big gym with an audience, and he was doing showing people, and he there was a guy sitting on a chair. And Bruce Lee held his fist 2 inches away from the guy's chest, hit him, and the chair went sailing back. So, in other words, he hit him with enough force with just 2 inches to the guy's body.
I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Two inches away, and that was enough force to knock him down.
I just pushed him in the chair back. He didn't want to hurt the guy.
Well, if he pushed the chair back, didn't he hurt
the guy? No, I'm sure he might have had padding.
Only the chair moved.
Oh, that's, see, that's what
that's
I'm trying
the
to
tricky
figure
part.
The guy was stuck to Bruce Lee's fist.
That's probably utilizing chi as well. And for those not in the know, chi being, of course,
isn't that what Starbucks serves?
Yeah.
Chi tea?
That's chi.
What is? Oh, the cat came in just on that one. What? So chi is.
Chi is energy, is and martial artists and Hindu monks or whatever.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing that they can gather and concentrate and control. And I don't. I only know.
Did you ever chi anybody?
I'm chiing you right now. Do you feel the energy?
Is okay. that is that where Cheetos come from? Well, that now for something completely different.
Oh, yeah. So what are we going to play?
Well, you know, I was...
Well, you pick it, because you have the list in the first place.
And you're not going to listen to us anyway.
And so. You gave me a CD with the songs on it, so no matter what I pick, it's going to be wrong.
Okay, well, let's do... Midnight Train to Georgia.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, let's do Muskrat Love.
Ooh, you
oh,
like that one?
Oh, that one. Okay. That's deep.
Yeah, deep. Muskrat Love. Something you don't see every day.
No, it's and you're better off not seeing it.
Traumatizing. Oh, Muskrat Love. You know, it kind of stirs something in me.
It's by America. Where did they get that name?
Which, Muskrat Love?
No, America.
By America? It's by Tony...
Amerigo Vespucci?
He's not on the map.
We should be called Vespuccia, rather, because it was Amerigo Vespucci who were named after.
Yes.
But then, can you imagine singing, "Oh, Vespuccia, the beautiful," for, it just doesn't have that.
And by the way, he didn't ask for America to be called Amerigo, or it is actually a German guy, and a rather obscure German printer who decided it should be named Amerigo or America, whatever, and then changed his mind some years later, and it was too late because it was literally on all the maps.
Caught on, yeah.
And that's why the song, you probably didn't know this one, you know the song Natural Gas by... I'm sorry, must have missed that one. I'm sorry. Class...
You're so energy conscious.
No.
You're going to tell me something about music and you don't expect me to know it?
You will not know this.
Yes, I know it.
A classical gas, you know?
Yes.
How do you know you know?
Classical gasoline.
I told you that.
No.
Yes, I did. I told him
I have 51 books on trivia in my library.
And you remember, you were starting something else before we
Okay, which
started
Beatle,
this.
Which Beatle was not... which Beatle...
Was not British.
No. Which Beatle did not appear on one of the most famous Beatles songs of all time on one of the most famous Beatles albums of all time? Which Beatle was not even present in the studio?
Ringo and Love Me Do.
No, that's not one of the big... No. Well, okay. All right.
It was only their first number one hit.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't a biggie.
All right. All right. I'll narrow it down. It was on Sgt. Pepper.
He was not in the room?
He was not. I'm not saying it's Ringo or not. I'm saying this Beatle was not.
Well, it was obviously Ringo.
Well, no, not necessarily. Okay. All right. So,
okay, let me make another guess.
Okay.
Ringo.
No, no. I'm not going to say, because first
John.
You have to, that, no, he's
yeah,
too...
Paul.
Well, name the song.
And you're talking about one song? I mean, because it's hard to sell me that Ringo wasn't around for with a little help from my friend.
I'm not talking about Ringo necessarily. I'm not talking
Pete
about...
Pete Best?
What? Pete Best. No, he wasn't on any of them. All right. No. Let me get... we're running out of time, and we're going to run into... the network is going to cancel us if we run in. Radio Fishbowl is going to take us out and put a shark in the water. Is going to eat us all up, yum, 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 if we don't get this done. So I can't keep telling you this, and I've got to get to the point. So if you stop it... All right, so...
Before we interrupt you.
Yes. So, what song on Sgt. Pepper... did one Beatle not even participate, and which Beatle was it?
Oh, crickets, crickets, crickets.
No, it's rich thinking. It just sounds like crickets.
Wow, that's not too tough.
Okay.
A Day in the Life.
That's correct. That is the song.
Ooh,
now,
goodness.
Which Beatle was not present at all on the recording?
George Harrison.
Well, it's the only one we hadn't mentioned.
Am I right?
Is yes.
It George? Where was he? Was he in the restroom?
I don't know.
In the bathroom.
Trying to aim over to the side so it didn't make
and
noise.
He didn't want to make any noise because he didn't want to ruin the recording. You know? They had the walls were very thin in Abbey
Road. Oh, this show has come full circle. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Now, that's
he was
so
busy
brilliant.
Writing My Sweet Lord.
While sitting on the John. No, Paul, George, something. Okay, so anyway, now that the best of
what
the
show... What do I win?
You win a copy of the missing verses that George didn't put in.
Well, I guess it's time to say goodnight, Gracie, but don't.
No.
I'll say goodnight, Rich.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night, Rich.
Good night, Lisa.
No. Take two.
Good night, Rich.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night, Rich.
Good night, Barry.
Good night, Barry.
Good night, Lisa.
Good night, Moon.
Good night, Stars.
Good night, Kitties.
Good night, Cujo.
Who's
good night, Stephen King.
Good night, Ethel Merman.
Honey, everything's coming up roses.
Good night to all the ships at sea.
Good night, Bob.
And Lisa. And Lisa. Thanks for listening.